You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 116. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about the differences, as I understand them, between alpha readers, beta readers, and critique partners. Otherwise and forthwith called critters, because I freaking love that term. Some people use these terms interchangeably, but I use them in specific ways for different stages of the writing and publishing process. First up are actually the critters, even though they're alphabetically last in our list. Critters are the people who read your work throughout the writing process. They're the ones who will read a selection of your work, whether it's a few thousand words or a chapter at a time, to give short cycle feedback on what you're writing. While critters don't need to read the entire manuscript from start to finish, they do help you shape the book as you're writing it. I currently don't actually have critters for my book series, mostly because I didn't know they existed before I worked to publish the first book in my series, and the process I've used since has seemed to work out well. In the future, though, I may cultivate a core group of critters and participate more in the back and forth nature of this partnership because I know it has value. That's actually something to keep in mind with all three types of feedback partners in today's episode. Alphas, betas, and critters all have the potential to be reciprocal partnerships. That means that if they're critiquing your work, at some point, you should be critiquing theirs. It's less common with alphas and betas than it is for critters, but I've seen core writing groups do reciprocal feedback like this on full manuscripts, as well as portions from the first draft and rewrites processes. Okay, moving on to alphas. I have seen the phrases alpha reader and beta reader used interchangeably, but I use them for different parts of the writing process. Alphas are the readers who see your completed manuscript after you have done some self-edits and cleaned up the obvious grammatical and spelling errors that happen when word vomiting a book onto a page. Alphas come before any kind of professional editing. These are the nice types of critters who want to see the story in its mostly raw form, and they're the ones who are going to tell you where your major problems are before you fork over money to get your baby seen by an editor. If you know you have a super saggy middle, you know your characters aren't as strong as you think they could be, you're not totally solid on your plot or your theme or your antagonist, but you have no idea how to fix any of that on your own, this is where alphas step in. This is assuming you did not use critters when actually writing. If you did use critters, your manuscript will be in a much better shape than if you just cleaned up a very rough first draft and shipped it off to alphas for review. If you did, in fact, use critters, your alpha readers are your very first test reader audience. They will tell you where the story needs to change in order to grab them better, and help you see ways of fixing problems you maybe didn't know exist. Even after using critters during the writing process, your story can still suffer from saggy middles and weak storylines. Alphas, who are the first people typically to read your manuscript from start to finish, can see the forest for the trees. And then we have beta readers. Betas come after any professional editing. So even if you commit the totally forgivable sin of skipping both critters and alphas, like me, your beta readers will be your test readers before it goes to final editing and review for publication. Betas can happen in between multiple rounds of developmental edits if you're doing more than one. Personally, I like to stick with one round of betas after I hammer things out with my developmental review or reviews, plural, and you can even send your book to a second round of developmental edits at the same time you send it to betas, and then just incorporate all of the feedback at once. I will say before ending this episode that betas, alphas, and critters should not be a replacement for a professional editor. The people that you exchange your work with for reciprocal feedback like this, they are not professional editors. Some of them might be, but really if they are a professional editor, they should be paid as such. And beta readers, alpha readers, unless they are in the profession of editing, they're not going to give you the kind of feedback that an actual developmental editor would. And that is really important when we're thinking about the long-term success of any book that you're going to write. So there are so many ways that you could use a combination of alphas, betas, and critters that I would never say there's just one right way to do it. You can interchange these as you'd like, as long as you're not using these as a replacement for professional editing. So whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned writer, consider what new ways you could incorporate feedback from these three types of feedback partners. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.